Blog Talk Radio.
Fever, we have. This is Psychics Gone Wild. That took a few minutes here today. That's our Thursday song. For those of you who are going, what are you doing? Still the same people. This is Psychic Jethro here with Janine Reagan Sinclair from United Kingdom, working to give you the most positive experience of Psychics Gone Wild yet today. So go ahead and call in that 773-897-6461 number if you'd like to speak to us or have a question. Those of you who have been tuning in and getting into it, wonderful Wild Wednesdays. As you will realize, this is the day that we work with a lot of your healing. You guys had asked for it, and Janine Reagan Sinclair is the founder of the featuring Crystal Key Diamond Energy Foundation. Those of you who've had, I've had a lot of you ask, it's a lot of vibrational energies that she works with. She also does detoxing. She does weight loss. She works with people to go back into past life. She's a very phenomenal, not only healer, but also just a very positive psychic and a very good person. One of our family members now on Psychics Gone Wild. So, Janine, talk to everybody and let them know what's going on with you in the United Kingdom.
Okay, first of all, the UK, the sun was out today, which has really cheered me up. So that's what's going on in the UK. But what's going on with me is I'm still holding the price on the MP3s for everybody for the new program. So there are 27 MP3s. They're 30 minutes long each, and they help you with weight loss issues, finding the perfect partner, abundance, money, and spiritual growth. And you also get a free copy of my ebook. Now, they're only $97. This is an amazing deal, and it won't be on for very long. They'll be going up to $297 very soon. So people can get them by going to www.crystalkeyhealing.com/special, and that's the crystal is crystalkeyhealing.com/ and the word special, and they can get this amazing deal there. If people want to connect with me on Facebook, I'd love to have some new followers. Facebook name is Janine Regan Sinclair, and my Twitter is J Regan Sinclair, all one word, lowercase. That's JREGANSINCLAIR. So please follow me, guys, and I'm just putting a new blog together as well, so I'll be sharing information with people every week there if they want to tune into my website and find out what's going on, what information I'm sharing about spiritual development and how the complexities of what people are and what we need to, you know, how we need to get over some of the blocks and obstacles in our lives.
Very excellent, Janine, and I love the fact that all of our individuals are calling in. They love the readings. We love you guys on PsychicsGoneWild.com. We are limited it down to just one question. I do apologize. I've had to mute a few of you. It's just that so we can get everybody in. And if you're not getting enough of me and Janine on Psychics Gone Wild, turn right around and follow Spiritual Learning Connection. That's also the sister to this show, and you can get that at 714-333-3354, and just turn right around and catch us over there. I've had people say here, it seems like at the last of the show, I always try to get a lot of you in, and I'll let you know how many callers now we're taking at the last so that you guys can get in and get that. Always remember, this is not only here, but to promote this, check out Janine's site and check out PsychicsGoneWild.com. Make sure you get that healthy coffee from Kelly at 719-289-4907 to keep the lights on and keep us going. So we're going to turn around and start out with our first caller who's been so patient and started out in the beginning of this. You beat me here. 814, you were been waiting since the minute this show came on. How are you? 814. 814, can you hear me? Do you realize you're on the air? Okay, we're going to let them have that time with that child that they're having. And obviously, I have blessings to you guys for calling in. 212, how are you?
Yes, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in, and we are having a wonderful day here with Janine Regan Sinclair. I can feel you have some questions. Can you tell us your name? Or are you?
Yes, my name is Anna, and I live in New York. And my question is that I've been having these. I've been trying to work together with this company, and my dreams are like that was like last night. Like they're terrified of, you know, being rejected and not having my paperwork together to stay in the United States through them. So all of it was about a lot of fears. And, you know, they may be ungrounded, they may be grounded, but it reminds me of this other situation that I had where I was, like, really wanting to get accepted and they wouldn't take me on board. So I'm like wondering, am I going to be okay? I know I'm going to be okay, but what to do to get out of this conflict?
Okay, well, the first thing I can see around you is there's like small clouds of darker energy around you, and this is the fear energy in your auric layers just around
Yes.
your body. It's like pockets of denser energies. Now, if you go to my website, there's a free healing on there. It takes about 8 or 9 minutes. So you just sit in front of your laptop, and the diamond energy grids will be brought through you. The discs will be brought through you and can clear this fear, because that's what this free healing was set up to do. So if you go to crystalkey.com, that's crystalki.com, and it's on the home page. It's got Crystal Key Healing Demo. So if you sit there, whenever you feel fearful, if you go and sit in front and just do that free healing, that will take the fear energy out of your auric layers for you, and it will move through your whole body, actually, and it will bring some diamond energy in, which will raise your frequency. There's something with you from the past that is causing this problem. You've got some kind of fear of rejection going on a deeper level, so it would be a good idea for you to work through that, maybe get some healing from somebody to release this fear of rejection. Or you could try the Ho'oponopono, which is simply a mantra.
Yeah, I know Ho'oponopono. I know it.
Yeah. Good. Well, you could try that and ask for that to help you release your fear of rejection. Set the intention that's what you want to do with it. And when I use it, I write it pages like we get lines in school when you've been in trouble with a teacher. And I'll write about 6, maybe 8 pages of it. It takes about an hour. But afterwards, I feel so refreshed. So I always think that writing things is more powerful than saying them. So I think that would help you. Jethro, are you picking anything up here?
I am picking up here, and I do feel that you're right on with the energy of it. This is a level of energy that's going on the other side, and they said that part of what else is being pulled off here is other karmic individual timings. They said it's got, I keep seeing hourglasses and other work. They also tell me that you had someone who was like the time glass of a spider. They tell me there's something that's been pushed back, and that's part of that other negativity. And I feel that this life you're gonna break through those walls and get that all handled this life.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel very impressed with you. I'll tell you that you talk to me here. Are you making sure you're getting enough of your liquids? They're telling me you're a little dehydrated.
Yeah, they could be. I'm working on that. I drank a whole 16 oz water this morning, so I'm working on it. I'm working on regaining.
I appreciate that, and that's what the guys just said. They said you're right on it, you know, with the spiritual ones like Janine and the other practitioners we've got here. I feel this is going to be definitely, you know, welcome you as a friend and a follower, and keep on rolling here. We're going to keep you in our family and definitely check in on our sites and stuff, and we'll do some prayers to you. I feel that would be really beneficial to have you working with those archangels.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, that's right. Thank you so much.
Good luck with it, Anna.
Blessings to you, Anna. And we're going to go back. 814, I know you were so loyal. Can you hear us? Hello, 814. I don't know what's going on, but there's cute little sounds there. So we're going to turn around and go ahead and go right into the energy of our next caller on 850.
Hi, Jethro. How are you? Hi, Janine.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi, my name is Sally. I'm Isabel in the chat, but my real name is Sally.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm calling because I wanted to ask you, I'm trying to decide what path I should take with my spiritual gifts. I'm considering doing some coursework. I'm already very intuitive, and I'm also interested in healing, but I'm undecided as to which path I'm to go with this.
Okay, and do you have any preferences at the moment? Is anything that you're feeling drawn to? I'm seeing crystals around you, and I'm seeing trees. I'm seeing a long lane full of really tall trees. Have you ever considered communicating with nature and trees?
No, I haven't, but I am very drawn, you know, to the nature.
Nature elements. I'm being shown trees. I'm being shown flowers as well, so I think you would work well with the flower formulas, something like the bark flower formulas, but there are lots of different types on the market at the moment. I think that you would be able to communicate with trees if you tried it, and it's really simple to do. You just go up to the tree and put your left hand on the tree, and you ask the tree if it would like to communicate with you, and just see what comes to you. really feel that these nature spirits are all around you, and that would be something powerful for you to work with. And I'm being shown a grid of crystals around the top of your body, like a halo of crystals, all different colors of crystals they're showing me. So, and the crystal Bible. So, you know, look into crystals and look into flower formulas, and also practice your ability to communicate with the nature spirits, because I think that will come very natural to you.
Okay.
Yes, very,
Jethro?
Yes, very much, and I do feel that with the Celtic and the trees. They're showing me that those of you listening in that have worked with the classes, remember how we do this, Sally, is that what we'll do is we'll take, and for you, as you go out, do your relax with that. Make sure, we call it tree hugging. A lot of us individuals here, you see all on my site, I see you taking the energy. Remember that feeling that you feel when you feel that outer part of the tree. A lot of people say it's looking without looking. You're just sensing it. I want you to go up and feel that energy, and I want you to let it surround you, and then also turn your back against this, because you'll feel this help with any of those odd broken links. I feel you've got some hurt going on in your back.
Yes, I do. I'm a nurse, so I have a bad back.
Oh, that's, and you got my respect. One of our loved ones that helped everyone else and got hurt in the trails. And I feel the energy is going to pull some of this energy, and they keep showing that with the trees. I see you also are going to start to work with some, they're showing me a lot of symbols. This is probably Janine's too in healing, but they're telling me that you're going to be working in this, and I see you very positively enjoying the benefits of being able to put that energy into it, because you've got all that healing of that nurse energy and the green healing. We just got to heal that back. They said you're going to heal yourself and then heal others.
Yeah, this is at the back of your heart. It's at the back of your heart. There's a lot of old energy trapped in the back of your heart by your spine there that needs to be cleared. And you know, Jethro is right. If you stand with your back up against the tree and ask the tree to help with releasing the energy, that would probably help. But it would be a good idea for you to go and have some healing on that, because the back of your heart chakra looks really blocked.
Okay, I've been working with that too, with different things, but I'll concentrate on that some more.
Yeah, I think you've taken a lot off your patients in the past, and you've absorbed a lot of their energy and hurt and pain. There's a lot of unshed tears and sadness in the back of there.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you both very much, and thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Sally. All the best.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, Jethro. Bye-bye.
Bye, Sally.
Bye.
We love all of you calling in. We were listening to Yuka Rose to begin with, Fever, our Thursday night show. It's telling Dina we're beating the drums here. Dina, we're calling you out. Where are you up there in Maine? She's out there having a good time. So we've been teasing her, and that's our song we play for Thursdays. But the system is being a little odd, and I apologize to you guys in the room. I had a lot of you saying you're hearing sounds. I'm hearing a little scratching sound. I am being really good. I am not eating, which you normally know that I am constantly doing here. But I'm being real good, and I had a big joke. I want to tell all you guys that listened in, thank you last night for all the positive response from all the friends and family and individuals. For the last 2 years, I've been nominated and have been in the top 50 psychics in the world for Supernatural and UFO.com and their magazines. Well, yesterday I was privileged to talk to the president, Patty Negri, and and we went through the testing. I went through the other individuals, and I am now a certified American Federation certified psychic, and I just feel so grateful. I want to thank all of you guys that did help me with this. I know all of your votes for the likable and trusting. I want you guys all to do me a favor. We're going to be putting that site back up on the site again. Put in Janine Reagan Sinclair, any of you who are listening into the show, as a healer. That's a whole different area. And Janine, if you listen, is a psychic healer. Last year, Psychics Gone Wild took the number 2 spot in internet radios in America, and I wanted to make sure that we're all out there. We've got new sisters and new family in here. Don't forget Crystal of Fate. That's a new reader we've got that's phenomenal. Angela Bixby, who's also certified and phenomenal. Friday, she's like a mom. She hits the show, and she does it. She takes names and drags them in. She's very strong, intense New York reader. And last year, me, Pamela Cummings, Amy Kavanaugh, Aurora Rose, Casey Kelly, all of us all got our name in those directories because of you guys. And I want to thank you and get ready again, because we're going to put some of this new family back on the map. Going into the energy here with me and Janine, we also have a drive-by here with one of our fun people that's come by to say hi. How are you, Casey Kelly? What are you doing?
I'm listening in and I'm typing in chat, but I actually did have a question today. It's like, My question for Janine today is not for me, because I got my question my first time, and it's like with the back, and definitely I really appreciate that, Janine. I was going to let you know I've been working with that, and my back pain is like I'm slowly but surely clearing that junk out. But it's like I was also excited to hear you made the announcement that that $97 special is still going. You know, it's like asking. I was talking with Jessica earlier and saying, "Has she still got that?" And she says, "I'll ask." I'm like going, "I'm thrilled because I'm going to make sure I get on and get that because I want those." But my question today, finally, is actually regarding a dream that my 13-year-old daughter had. She's been having pain specifically in her shoulder and like down the right side of her body with stuff. Now, she has been running fever, you know, doing different stuff. We've, you know, done a lot of healing stuff already, but it was in connection with this dream where she said she keeps seeing this guy. She keeps, you know, this guy like in a tan suit, dark hair, can't see his eyes. But he, like, follows her around where she's going, I'll say, in the astral plane, because we recognize that, you know, dreams a lot of times are the astral plane. But anytime I'm not with her, this guy throws, she said it's like throwing a baseball. He, like, throws, like, dark energy at her and hits her, and it's like, and then he, you know, stands around and snickers until I show up and take it off and throw it back at him, and then he gets mad at me and runs away. I'm, like, going, okay, what can we do with this? Because I've been working with her a little bit on, you know, for her to how to shield and that kind of stuff, but it's like, what I'm doing apparently is not getting the pain out. It's like she's still got this pain on her the right top of her shoulder. So I'm kind of asking what you might be able to see for her with her, you know, what we can kind of do with this.
Well, what I can see in her shoulder, it's like she's this is an old past life injury that's coming up to be healed. It's and it looks like she's been like a javelin, but it's made of wood. So you imagine the old spears they used to make a long time ago from wood to go hunting. This is pierced through her shoulder, and I can actually still see it in her shoulder now. She's not who she is now. This is in a past life. So you need to tune in and ask your angels to take this spear out of her shoulder, and then ask them to bring some gold healing light in and put an angelic bandage around it or something like that. So if you focus your attention on taking the spear out of her shoulder and put some healing in there, 2 or 3 days, and that will settle back down. That's what's going on there. It's basically an old wound. And this is what happens with a lot of people. We get aches and pains and go to the doctor. They can't find the solution. And it's usually an old past life issue that's being released through the system. And once you recognize it and you can see what it is, you can pull the old energy out, because this is what ascension is about. It's about releasing all of our old stuff. So you get rid of one layer and another layer comes up. So this is what's going on with your daughter there. Regarding her sleep, do you ask for her to be put in, when my son was younger, I used to ask for him to be put in a sleep pod where he was completely invisible to, you know, what was going on around in the astral plane. So he had a sleep pod that looked black on the outside with stars all around it. So he just blended into the universe, and he didn't have any problems with bad dreams while I put him in a sleep pod.
Okay. Yeah, see, we do say prayers of protection every night, because I've understood that for a lot of time. But, you know, what you said about the spear, it's like when she came into this life, she had birthmarks, and I understand that, you know, birthmarks, too, are like a lot of times, and I can see exactly what you're saying. She's got this huge thing like on like her third eye. It was almost, and it looks like it was almost like she was, I'm willing to bet she was killed from this sword going through, the spear going through the middle of her head, and the tip of it, she's got a round birthmark on the back of her neck, and it looks like she was speared right through her skull. So it's like, I think she died. And it's like, but this makes sense, the spear in the arm, and it's like, and this probably is with the fever too then.
Yeah. And birthmarks are, they're old war wounds from past lives.
That makes sense. All right.
Okay. I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and we're going there, and that is really good. Now, Janine, if she were to get a hold of you and have a session, could you work on her child, and what is the rates that you're doing? Because I know we've had everybody writing in, they're all excited. They're going, Janine's back. I love that. We've got cute things are writing, Janine, to us on email and Skype and my two other chat rooms. But what we're saying here, Janine, is if someone were to get a hold of you and want to do a session through Skype, how much would it cost them, and how would they go about scheduling a time with you?
Yeah, well, normally my Skype healings are 2 hours, and they're normally $3.90, but they're on offer at $2.40 at the moment. But if it was a child that just needed something like that, we're taking out of the shoulder, you know, I could half that again and just do an hour session. It's a simple thing to, you know, to clear through. So people just need to go to, just email me at info@crystalkey.com. So I'll say Crystal Key again. It's crystalki.com. So, and, you know, this is something that can be done by Skype quite easily. So if people email me and, you know, we have a chat by email, then I give them my Skype address and we just arrange a mutual time and whatever suits people. But this is definitely something that needs to be cleared from you know, your daughter's body, because it's not going to go away until that spirit's taken out.
I agree, and I want to tell all of you guys, I can tell you for confidential reasons and other, that I do have examples and other things that I can let you know if you talk to me privately, but Janine is very thorough, very good, and guaranteed. I wouldn't have her on here otherwise, and I can also tell you, as things have happened, Janine has been proving herself every time she's on, plus she does it with a lot of clients. I personally and give her my recommendation for any of my clients that I read for through it, because Janine has got that kind of experience when she works with individual. She does know what she's doing. 516, you're in. I know we got a bunch. How are you doing, 516?
Oh, is that me?
That's you.
Oh, I apologize. I just started eating a cracker.
It's okay. I'm chewing too. Now we're in the family. Come on in. Have a snack.
I'm very embarrassed. But thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay. What's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Sandra. I'm having a little afternoon snack over here.
Okay. No problem.
Anyway.
What can we do?
Well, I'm working on oh, my goodness, I'm working on so many different things, but currently what I'm calling about is love relationships, and I was working on healing something from the past, and I thought I was doing really well, and, you know, I wanted to make sure there were no cords to this relationship because it's been about 3 years now. And then somebody brought this person up and said that they were thinking about me yesterday, and I kind of have been feeling that a little bit, and it just made me feel really unhappy about the whole thing. So I'm thinking to myself, like, how do you get rid of cords in a kind of way? Could I still have them? Or is it just, like, how do I get rid of this person?
I can see the cords connecting you to this person. I'm just wondering, possibly you had some kind of connection in a past life, so this is quite a strong connection. There's a tigerine exercise on my website on crystalkey.com, which you can do as a download, which is a meditation to help you cut cords. I think it's $6 or thereabouts. And I'm not picking up that there's anything really binding from a past life that's causing any problems here. But if you do the tie cutting, it would be a good idea to you have the crystal key discs and the nets brought through the space between the two of you afterwards to clear any energies that may be holding you together. But there's definitely still some connections there. Is the relationship with you and this person good in general?
Well, I mean, in general, yes, but it had definitely some very unpositive things about it, and I don't foresee myself ever going back there. I don't want to go back there, and I really just want to be able to move on and manifest somebody much, much more positive in my life, and I want to be able to have a healthier relationship. So I don't want anything to do with this person any longer.
It'd be a good idea if you can work on going into the Akashic Records and clearing your contract with this person. Everybody we've got in our lives, we've got spiritual contracts with. They come into our lives for a reason. It's all, you know, written in the spiritual realm, what we're going to do together, how we're going to work together, we're going to have a relationship, all of these things. So you need to focus on clearing your contract with this person and ending that contract, so that frees you both up so that you can move forward.
I literally have not spoken to them in over 3 years. So the work that I've been doing is just about healing. So I was so taken back, and I literally felt like there was a pit in the bottom of my stomach when this person just mentioned the fact that, you know, it kind of just led to that. And when they said it, I was just like, oh, my God, like, does this ever end?
Yeah, I know that one. But sometimes if they don't end, there's oaths and undying oaths and promises from past lives that are interfering. But I don't think that's what's going on here. I just think there's some, if you start to think about somebody, if they were thinking about you, they can connect ties towards you. They've been talking about you, thinking about you, and that type of thing. So it's just a matter of, you know, straightforward targeting and clearing that here, I think. I don't think there's anything major to worry about.
Okay, good. Because I, like I said, I want to know that someone positive is coming ahead and, you know, that I'm not going to have any issue, I guess, I should say.
No. I don't think they're going to be blocking anybody coming in. Do you, Jethro?
I don't feel that. I also feel that the guides are telling me that this whole energy that's happened with the planet transition has been good for you. You had to get through this time, and now it's like a rushing water. They're showing me all these things are just going to start to happen. And I think what's happened is they keep telling me to let you know that you're having something going, a little bit of an energy of a past life of yours that you kind of in that life had to go through this time to remember back to your heart, because there for a while you were frivolous with others. Now you really treat people a little different.
Yeah, I would say this was definitely an awakening for me. You know, some things were good and some things were, you know, just really hard to have to swallow.
Yeah, I
guess that's all part of it, right?
Yeah,
well,
that's
thank
life.
You so much. And I'm on your website right now, so I'm definitely going to check that out and try the crystal key healing demo too.
Yeah, well, have a look at the specials as well, because there's five programs in there for finding the perfect partner.
Ah, that's a good one too.
Yeah, so they will clear all your emotional blocks, your false beliefs about the opposite sex. They will clear the hidden beliefs you've got going on. They actually change the program to your reality, and they clear out anything you've inherited from your parents and ancestors as well. They're amazing program.
That is actually very amazing. Especially the ancestral one. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate
generation.
It.
Okay, well, good luck with it all.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling. Bye.
Bye. And blessings to you, Sandy. And those of you tuning in, make sure you hit that right button to follow us to continue on. We've got a lot of new followers, a lot of people coming in. We've been doing some marketing to check it out. If you want to hear us again, it's an easy way to find us. If you hit that button, it will also send you an email when we're on. I do apologize to all of you who are like, you're on so much. We have so many people and so many new people added. Those of you who've just listened in, we have started on PsychicsGoneWild.com. Janine is in the house. She's taking names and kicking energies out. The healing and the good work is being done. So bring it on. Here we are. It's Psychic Jethro welcoming you to call in. We are looking at a phenomenal day here for each of you individuals who are looking to get a healing and a psychic reading. 814, you're on next. We are still having problems in that area. I don't know what's going on, but you've tried calling in. 617, how are you today?
All right, and yourself?
Oh, I'm okay. And you, what are you doing? No, I'm teasing you, Catherine.
I'm being a good girl. I'm just trying to see what's going on with me.
I'm blessed.
Because I got a new guy named Darryl. He's, you know, after me. I don't know if he's the right one for me. You know, I'm already with the other guy.
Catherine, you are so grounded. You're lucky you're in another state. I would tell Mom. This is a friend of ours who calls in and always teases Jethro, and I tease her. And Catherine, I am picking up in the relationship with you. We've been talking past lives, and we'll have Janine do this. Janine's real good and probably can tell what I'm feeling, too. You have this with this new man that you brought in, and I tease you there. It's okay to date. I just like to tease Catherine and do it all the time. So those of you who know that are turning in going, what is wrong with Jethro? He's always talking a lot. She calls in to tell me about a new man, and I'm teasing her. But the reason is, and what I'm feeling with this energy, is that this relationship has been put together for karma. I'm glad. It looks to me that this new one who's been, you said he's been after you for a long time. You're so cute. I visualize this guy like a little kid with his eyes open watching out the window. Go, there goes Catherine. There goes Catherine. And you're like, oh, come on, and let's go out for a date. You know you want to. And they're making me laugh because the angels are telling me that you and Darryl are going to end up strengthening each other, and it is a good karma. I don't think this person is the love of your life. I feel that this is a good relationship, and I'm not saying bad, but I could see also as the color and energy shows in your aura, the colors that are coming to me is a spiritual color. I feel that you and him have spiritually we're together, and he's here right now to be that positive anchor, and you don't want to hurt him, but you're also kind of letting him know that you're going to date him as a friend, not to get too serious.
Right.
Yeah, friendship's the big word I'm seeing as well. You guys were friends in a past life, and that friendship energy is still there between you, and it's very strong, more so than lover's energy. The friendship's more important than the other side of it. Yeah, and I agree with Jethro. He's definitely a rock as well with you. There's a deep trust going on in there on a spiritual level. So it sounds like you're going to have a nice time for a while. How long, we don't know.
But what about the guy I'm already with, though?
The guy you're already with? I didn't realize you
were.
I know. This is if a man answers, hang up, because if she's on the phone and this man comes in, Catherine will drop the bomb on me. She'll throw me off the radio and everything. And I love it because this gentleman that you're with is also another karmic energy, and you were to help him at a time, and he's kind of got himself in over his head. He's letting his kids run his business. The guides are telling me that he needs to realize that he brought those kids in this world, and he needs to take back his power. They're pulling him into some kind of drama, and it's pulling him away. I do also feel that they know that you empower the first guy. And so the kids are like, you know, when he's, and don't get offended, I'm going to put this in the book, the kiss of Catherine is my new joke for you. He's got the kiss of Catherine, and what's happened is he's all smitten with you, and his kids aren't getting attention. And they're going, oh, no, you don't. And so they're coming up with all this drama, money, fights, and pulling him back over into this old lifestyle. I don't feel they want him back so much with the mom, because the mom's got issues. But I feel and see that they want dad to themselves. And unfortunately, from being a parent that had stepchildren, I love kids, but there's some children who don't realize that their parents get to have a life other than them.
Right. His kids are like 20 and 30.
I don't care if they're 55 and still living on grandma's couch. I'm telling you, that's what I'm seeing. And I just want to grab them and go.
Yeah, you're right, though, because he keeps saying my kids are mad at me, and I'm like, why? Because he said, because I'm here with you. I'm not with them. I'm like, well, your kids are grown.
And I've been to places with this. I'm going to tell you real funny that I did a beautiful dinner. Those who know really with Jethro, I'm a very phenomenal cook. I used to have my own restaurant. And I did a chef dinner for these individuals. In the middle of the dinner, a 50-some-year-old son of theirs got up and had such a crisis that he had me leave. I left a family heirloom ring in there, and I was like scared to go back and get my ring because this guy was freaking out because dad had a friend over, and we were feeding him dinner. The lady made me laugh because she's all trying to find out how to garden in this area. Long story short, the son got jealous with me because she's checking me out. And I'm like, oh, hold up now. That's why I laugh. And it's that Scorpio. I have the kiss of Jethro that I can be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And they're looking at me and I'm like, now, wait a minute. I touched the filet mignon. I touched, you know, I don't know what's going on here, but whoever cooked this roast, I didn't do it. So just letting you know, that's what's happening with him. And I do see your energy going into a new situation here, Catherine, that you're getting ready to cloud up and rain. And Native American, that means you're getting ready to really put some energy out there. Power's coming. Yes, summer's going to be a great time for you. Now, these guys that are here, I see another person yet. So you keep giving the kiss of Catherine up there, and we're going to have a collection of them.
Oh, wow. Wow. Hey, thanks,
Thank you for calling in. And bless you. This is one of our friends. You guys know I tease her because I love her. She's one of our regular listeners.
You're welcome. God bless you. And I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Catherine. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bless you, Catherine. And we're going on with one of our regulars, too. Mary Lou, how are you?
I'm having my own personal Mercury retrograde today.
Uh-oh.
What's happening?
Nothing's coming together. Everything I'm planning is falling apart. But that's a good time to get a reading, huh?
Yeah, well, we're hearing you loud and clear, so there's no problem there.
Yay. I was just wondering if things are going to improve with business or love life or anything from spirit.
Okay. I'm seeing a cloak around you, like a white cloak around you, as if you're inside a sheet. You're covered up at the moment for some reason. So this is blocking your energy going out. It's not a negative thing, but it's as if you've just kind of wrapped yourself up for a little while and taken a step backwards, like you need to just reassess where you're going. Does that feel right to you?
Sure.
Yeah. So when you're ready to lower this, things are, I can see sparks flying around you. There's a lot of lively energy you're going to come in. But at the moment, you just seem a little bit withdrawn there. So once you drop this sheet from around you, which is what it looks like, the energies are going to start moving. And there's three different areas coming up for you. There's three different paths coming up for you. You've got a choice to make. So there's some thinking to do which way for you to go first. Personally, I'm seeing the one in the middle as the most positive. That's got the highest rating for me. If I give it a percentage, it would be 70 on the right, 60 on the left, and about 90 in the middle. So I would follow the middle path. That's what's coming in, and this is to do with your career, moving forward with your career. And there's a lot of information coming through to you via the internet as well. For some reason, they're showing me the computer, and I could just see lots of energy coming in, lines that look like fiber optics coming inwards towards you. You're sitting in front of the computer, and all of this beautiful energy is coming in, all different colors of the rainbow, into the computer, into your energy field. So there's something good coming your way, definitely. When you're ready, you need to drop that cloak, though.
I am trying my best to get out there and to be out there.
Well, kid, trying keeps you trying. Do it. It's the words you use make a difference. Trying keeps you trying. Needing keeps you needing. Wanting keeps you wanting. So you are doing your best. Never mind trying.
I am doing my best. I set up a project. I just set up a project, and it just fell through an hour later. I'm like, geez.
Sometimes these things happen for something better to come along. I'm seeing some really good energy coming in around you. You need to drop the cloak. This has been placed around you by yourself. So visualize it coming down. Imagine, take yourself into it and imagine it, and imagine it ripping it off and pulling that cloak down so that you're ready for the new to come in. At the moment, it can't get to you.
Okay,
good luck.
All right.
Blessings to you, Mary Lou, and we are going to the 18-minute mark, and I apologize to you guys. We are having some interference with some of the phones, so you guys, if you're getting muted or anything going on with the phones, they're just going a little crazy. I think it was the fact, Mary Lou, we joked about Mercury, and now we've got Geminis in the room, and everybody's being wild. So 910, what do you know?
Hi.
Hi, 910.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. I'm having a couple issues. I started a business, and I've got two partners. I know the craziness between the partners and I, but I'm looking for a resolve. Every time I take two steps forwards, I get knocked back 10 backwards.
Okay. Why am I seeing a golf buggy around you and golf clubs? Is that something that you do?
No.
No? That's really weird. I'm seeing golf clubs and a golf buggy in your aura. Okay. There's also a wall in your path. There's a wall of energy that's blocking you moving forward. This is fear energy from something that's going on in your subconscious mind, from something that happened way back when you were in high school. Something knocked your confidence when you were around 17 years old. And this is stored in your subconscious mind, and it's having effect on you moving forward now. So you need to clear this energy. It's basically, there's a fear. It's to do with a fear of success. Something has happened, and you need to clear this wall, and it's to do with fear. The wall is a fear of success. So on some level, you must have witnessed something that's made you thought, I'm not going there, or I don't want to be rich. You know, maybe you see a rich person do something bad or something like that, but there's definitely something going back to when you were around 17 years old that happened. Maybe you can find someone to regress you, or you could just sit quietly, take some breathing exercises, and try and just ask your inner wisdom to take you back and allow you to feel what caused this and then release it. You can release it using, again, the Ho'oponopono is great. You just write the words, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. And you act with the intention of it dissolving whatever the issue is. And that can help. But this wall needs to come down. There's a wall of fear there that's stopping you moving forward.
Okay.
And I thank you for calling back. And I remember you called in last week when the computer got hit and we couldn't find they were having United Kingdom. Janine was over whipping Bad Stuff's butt over on the radio, remember?
Yes.
I remember you. Thank you. You were one of the few I could talk to while we had my friend here was on there, Andrea, helping run the show because
exactly.
they kicked me out.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Can I get your first name here? I do remember you. Is that okay if you mind saying your name?
Yeah, yeah. My name is Jay.
Jay, and I apologize, Jay, because I have a lot of shows I do. And what I want to thank you, Jay, for calling in. I do remember that they had talked with you and those two people, because as you were talking, I keep seeing that. These two individuals is something here definitely with that other. And I'm glad that Janine gave you the answer and you called back in, because this is something you needed to have. It is real ironic because they're like in your wallet. Remember when we were discussing last time, the guides were talking about that real clear. And they also showed me that the frustrating thing is, Janine, I would suggest, like on her crystal key site, some unlinking system, because when they were doing this and we could hear the sounds of like firecrackers, energy was popping, going crazy when we were trying to get United Kingdom back in and the Skype on. You, Jay, came in. You were one of the few people with the light that could stay in, and I felt the sad desperation as they kept saying that life. I think what, Janine, you're picking up is, it has something to do with a life before, like they were doctors. This is the life they're supposed to be doing, healing and doing this. And Jay's got like energy. I could smell incense when you called in last time.
Uh-huh, yep.
And I was like, go. I was so impressed with you. I'm like, this man is like, you know, and I'm like, could you roll Janine back over here too? Because we're trying to get her to quit fighting with people over there or whatever.
Exactly.
So,
you've been in Tibetan mystery school in a past life. That's where the incest smell is coming from.
Yes,
that's what Jethro is picking up there, and so is Jethro, and so have I. So there's probably a connection being made here that we know one another from the past.
You were the first.
Maybe that's why you've been guided into the show.
Yeah, well, I was definitely guided last week, and then when I heard all that clamor, I knew exactly why I was guided. And then, of course, I needed some help too. So.
Yeah, well, there were some low frequency energies that tapped into the light, so there was a little bit of a struggle going on there.
right.
If you haven't noticed, she's our scrapper. We're all like this, all
right.
This group, and we keep her over United Kingdom because she's honoring. It's like,
can I ask I guess it's not really a silly question, but I do have a small question on my mind about my partners. Maybe you guys can ease my mind. Are these guys like? There's a weird energy. Like when I'm not around, I can feel this very intense, like it feels like people are out to pummel me. And then when I get here, things are different. And it's like they just kill me with kindness, but nothing's getting resolved.
I think there's some aspects of these guys that know that I've got issues. It's not them. They're not consciously aware of it. I talked last week about people having 12 aspects. So there's like, if let's say that, you know, you're J1, there are J2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So, you know, J7 might be jealous, or for example, or have a grudge against you from a past life. And I think there's some issues going on here in some one of these guys in particular, one of their soul aspects has got an issue with you from a past life, and you need to watch him. I would keep most of your stuff close to your chest for that reason, because it's not him. Not the person he is now, but there is an aspect of him that is a little slightly shade darker than one would prefer around. So just be savvy with what information you share and keep it as businesslike as possible. That's my advice. What do you think, Jethro?
I agree very much, and I knew you two needed to talk, and I kept I do a lot of different energies, and they kept showing me that, and I laughed because I kept getting this cool incense, and I'm thanking you for explaining it, Tibetan, because I'd go to talk to Jay, and I'm like, I'm just like, that's cool, and I'm like, and I'm just like, wait a minute, this is cool, I'm supposed to help him, and then the guy just said that one was trying to get in his pants, and one was trying to get in his wallet, and they said that he was having some problems with this, that they were out, there was something there going on with this admission that you would help and give him that answer, and it was like, it didn't make sense, but now looking at this in life and stuff, Jay's trying to handle his life. He's got two business partners trying to do odd karmic pull, and he's in the middle of, you know, either way, he wasn't winning. And I knew that you'd be able to help him. And I do see you, I see later with you, Jay, that you're going to get through this financially, but they said that you're going to end up being the one that sets the pace, because they're not going to do it. They're going to keep trying to, you know, use this link they have with you.
Yeah, Jay, probably it might be a good idea actually for you to get in touch with me and have a session with me, you know, a couple of hours, so we can clear any karmic contracts that are going on and we can look at this on a deeper level in the astral level to find out what's going on around you. I'm sure it'd be worth your while doing that.
Excellent. And is your information all in the chat?
Yes. If you go to info@crystalkey.com, you can get in touch with me there. It's crystalki.com. info@crystalkey.com. So if you just email me, you know, then we can have a chat on Skype. I'll send you my Skype ID and we can have a chat.
Sounds great.
Okay, cool. I look forward to it, Jay. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you. And thank you, Jethro.
You're welcome, and we love this. You guys are looking in, and Kelly is putting it in the chat today. We've got somebody in there. We are rocking, so we are going with it. We welcome each and every one of you. We're getting down to go to the other show. It's 714-333-3354. So go in. If you're not getting in, we're going to be able to take two more callers, and we have about nine of you. So go into the 7433-3354 so you can get in. We know you're here. We love you. It's just so much time, so many people to help, and so little hands to do it with. 586, you got in. How are you, 586?
Good. How are you?
Really good.
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Sharon.
Nice to meet you, Sharon. What can we do for you?
Well, it just seems like, I'm married, so everything you do, you know, you do together. We've been kind of stuck in a pit where every time we think we're getting out of it, something's pulling us back down financially, finding a place to live that's stable for our children. It just seems like the rug keeps constantly getting pulled out from under us for like the past 5 years now.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd recommend you go and get my Releasing Poverty Consciousness MP3. It's free, 25 minutes long, and it will help you. It'd be worth you listening to it and your husband listening to it. There's something deeper going on here as well, though. I'm feeling that there's some kind of curse energy linked to a past life that's affecting your abundance in this one. Something going back to it looks Aztec to me, and it's in your aura. There's something in your aura like an old curse energy in a disc, and it's black and gold. This has been put there a long time ago, and it needs to be removed. So you can find a healer to help you remove it, or you could try the Ho'oponopono. I'm not sure it would work there, but this is affecting your abundance, and it's not in your husband's aura; it's in your aura. What's going on with your husband? There's deep rooted fear of lack going on there. So his base chakra is blocked because of the fear. The mass consciousness is riddled with fear of lack at the moment. It's a huge problem. You know, all over the world, people are struggling. And I've just been away for the weekends, but with some friends, and even people that are living, you know, in multi-million pound houses and driving flat cars are still talking about cash flow problems. So this is the mass consciousness, that fear of lack, but it's just in the consciousness. If we work together to release it by using this MP3 and setting the intention that as we clear it from our own consciousness, we're clearing it from the mass consciousness, we can help the whole world move through this fear of lack issue that's going on. So there's two things really that you need to address here. There's your partner's fear of lack, and I would clear his base chakra out because that's going to affect him being grounded. And there's also this curse energy that's in your auric layer. So if you can find a healer near you to release that, I'm sure that would help.
Okay.
Okay, and you can get the free MP3 if you go to, in your browser, put in www.crystalkeyhealing.com, and that will give you the free MP3 for Releasing Poverty Consciousness.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I hope that helps.
A little.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you. Thanks for calling in. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And we thank you. We love this. And Janine, as you continue to answer everything, we're going into a little bit of crazy here again. We have a little bit of different individuals writing here. So we've got 5 minutes left. We're going to flip one person in real quick. We've got four of you, so I'm going to roll the dice, and that's how it's going to be. So first number that comes up that we've got will be the one that gets in, and we have a winner. 818, you're the last caller for Psychics Gone Wild today. How are you, 818?
Hi, how are you guys? It's Dani Marie.
Oh, Dani.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Dani. How are you?
Yay. I'm wonderful, thank you. How are y'all doing today?
Fantastic.
Good, good, good. Well, I'm just calling to get an update to see what's going on with me energetically, if there's any healing that needs to be done or any guidance or tips, techniques that you have to offer me with anything to open my psychic and spiritual giftings 100% I've been working on, or crystals, or whatever comes to you.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm seeing is a little bit of energy in a little bit of fear energy in your solar plexus, in your stomach area, that in the bottom of that chakra there. Just some, not a lot, but just that could do with a bit of a clean out. Some amber crystal would be very good to help balance that area. And it's also really helps you focus. So whatever you need to be doing in the future, the amber will help you focus. You could burn some amber incense as well. That would help. There's a little bit of energy around the front of your heart that could do with being cleared away as well. It's not deep within there, but there's just something hanging around your heart and just outside the front of your heart there that needs to be cleared away. And there's a little bit down the back of your from the occipital at the back of the skull down to the back of the heart and the spine. That could do with being cleansed as well. So it may be worth you going to the website, you know, going to my website and just having that crystal key energy brought through you to go to the freebie on there and work with that, Dana, and see how you get on with that one. Jethro, okay. Have you got anything?
Danny, I'm apologizing, but I'm seeing something really different with you, and I need to get permission from your guides to give me your date of birth, if you'll give me a little more to go with here.
Yes, it's 8/23/74.
All right, because I'm seeing, and I'm Janine's very good in the healing. I'm also seeing that there's something else that's happened here that keeps showing me that you right now you're not at the right facilities. They keep saying you're something about a physical residence or something in your physical place that's causing odd energy there.
Okay, yeah, I'm going through some testing to see, because I've been having all of these ailments lately. And I didn't know what the cause was, but it's all the symptoms for either lupus or rheumatoid arthritis. So they're doing, as a matter of fact, I got to go get blood work today.
I'm feeling there's something where you live, and this is what I'm getting, and I'm going to ask you to make sure you check around the area. Sometimes in older places, and it's nothing with the house person, sometimes things will get in, water, sometimes residue, and what you can get is some kind of, and I don't want you to get offended, Danny, because you know I love you, and I would never say this about your housework. If something's gotten in the walls or something where you're living, and it's something with it, where they could have had a broken water leak, they didn't fix it right, and there's a leak, and there's some kind of mold or something, because I can feel it, and the guides are telling me to warn you to have your house kind of checked. And I'm not saying go get the, you know, the EPA, but I'm saying check, look in it. You can always tell by looking at your hand, wiping it against the wall, is there moisture, and smell. I mean, everyone laughs at this. You're psychic, Denny. You've done my first class. You want it. Taking your energy.
I think it's in my guest bathroom because it's been kind of moist in there. And I wonder,
yep.
I was just thinking that the other day. Mm-hmm.
It's exactly, and what's happened is it's got in the walls and it's causing some kind of a mold. Now, this can kill you, and it's what worries me is people, you know, and individuals. I dealt with this in other states. We are loving good people. We're in a hurry. We fix the mold. We don't go back with the plumber and check out the things, and what happens is that water stays in the walls. I would suggest maybe a heater on in there. I suggest you get now irrigating the place. They're telling me to kind of check. Now, this is a rental?
Yeah. Yeah, we're renting a townhome. It's a townhome community.
That's what I'm getting, and they said to look into this and let us know. You know, and I know people like, I told, and Psychic Jethro told me, so I'm calling the cops. Don't call the cops. Work with the people. Get it done, Danny. It's karma. You know, don't beat them up. I know you like to ruffle around. No, I'm teasing. Just with them and get that landlord to come in and do some checking, because I can almost tell you it could be handled real quick with a little bit of, you know, not very much expense to get the heat, get the things, get it out of there, get that old, because that's what I feel. There's black mold in that house.
Oh, yeah, I'll get them over. That's what we pay for.
It is what you pay for. And if you do the free healing on my website, you can set the intention that you'd like it to come through you and your house and clear out any energies in there that are not for your highest good. So just set the intention before you sit down to do it that that's what you want doing, and it will come through you and your house and your aura and clear these energies as well.
Okay, perfect. Is there any breaks in my aura at all?
We're going to cut off. Come follow us on Psychic Connection. If you go to Spiritual Earth Connection.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there is a little hole in the front towards the right about 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, so you can repair that now.
Okay, thank you, guys. I'm going to pull this off. I'm going to download this from the archives, but I'll be calling into the Spiritual Learning Connection. I love that show.
Cool, we're going right over there now.
I've got you all over my Facebook. Just so you
rock
know,
it.
All over my Facebook.
Fantastic.
Yay, you got good taste. We rock.
Get it. Well, thank you guys so much for this insight, and thank you so much for warning me and letting me know. I'll get a handle on that right away. You got little ones and a dog and a cat.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, you need to get that sorted.
Okay, we're going to give you guys just a minute here. Goodbye from Psychics Gone Wild. Go right on to the next one, and we will see you over there.
Okay.
Bye. Bye for now.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Jethro, just real quick one. You didn't tell anybody about your coffee special today. Say it quick so it'll be an archive.
Everyone know that we are doing a real good special. Those of you who really want to get in for the week, if you do a special of the coffee, sign up for the coffee today. You can get 2 free psychic classes plus 2 readings. You get a 2 for $2, but you have to call 719-289-4907 to get that.
Or even yours, or the 928-284-0437. Either
okay.
One of us?
Yeah.
All righty. Sounds good.